Al Jazeera, one of the few media organizations that reports independently from the West Asian region, has responded strongly to demands that it be shut down. The demand was part of a 13-point charter given to Qatar, where the channel has its headquarters. This was given by Saudi Arabia and its allies as the price for lifting their almost three-week-long diplomatic blockade of that country. So how and why has Al Jazeera got embroiled in the middle of what's being seen as the worst diplomatic crisis in the region since Iraq invaded Kuwait in 1990? In a video, Al Jazeera has said any call for closing down or obstructing access to its channels is an attempt to silence freedom of expression.
To those who demand that Al Jazeera be shut down
and that people's right to the truth be suppressed,
we too have demands.
We demand journalists be able to do their jobs
free from intimidation and threat.
نطالب أن يحفظ للناس حقهم في الوصول إلى المعلومة
دون انحياز ولا تدليس.
نطالب بإسماع صوت المهمشين والمنسيين في أصقاع العالم.
We demand diversity of thought and opinion be cherished,
not feared.
We demand journalists aren't treated as criminals.
We demand.
We demand.
We demand. Press freedom.
Well, Giles Trendle, acting managing director of Al Jazeera's English channel, joining us live from Doha. Dr. Wael Awad, the South Asia bureau chief of Sana TV, continues to be with us. We're also being joined by Saeed Naqvi, writer and commentator. But Giles Trendle, let me come to you first. Saudi Arabia and its allies said they called off diplomatic ties with Qatar because of its alleged funding to terrorist groups. If terrorism really was the concern, then why does shutting down Al Jazeera feature on its list of demands to ensure cooperation in the region?
Well, there's a lot of allegations, and there's a smear campaign going on here. What it all seems to boil down to, at least in terms of Al Jazeera, is that things go back to 2011, to the so-called Arab Spring. And at that time, Al Jazeera was reporting on all the demonstrations and the protests in the different countries in the Arab world, and was providing a voice for the dreams and the aspirations of a new generation. We were covering those protests, and we were really the voice of the voiceless. We were hearing from the man and the woman on the street who were calling for change in the region, a change from these autocratic regimes. So Al Jazeera was seen as covering and, in a way, a voice for those voiceless people who were demonstrating. What has happened since is that there are some regimes, some of the old guard regimes, if you like, in the region, who want to settle accounts and see Al Jazeera as a threat because Al Jazeera provides that diversity of viewpoints. There are some states that want to just keep the media to one official narrative. And I think so that's behind the reason now to ask and demand the shutdown of Al Jazeera. It's seen as a threat and a destabilizing influence to those regimes that just want one narrative.
Dr. Awad, Al Jazeera, of course, claiming that it presents different opinions and perspectives across the political spectrum, from activists, from secular voices, quote unquote, but also from organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood. Here, it seems to be that Arab governments are, in effect, accusing Al Jazeera of supporting terrorism.
Well, I would agree with your statement, because I have known Al Jazeera since its existence. I have worked with a BBC testing channel in London, which was for Saudi-supported channel. And then when the Saudi pulled out, it was Qatar who stepped in and took Al Jazeera to Doha, and there was established in 1996. Most of the people in Al Jazeera are my colleagues, and I have great respect for them. But I like to make a differentiation between the Al Jazeera Arabic and Al Jazeera English. I think we need to give the distinct difference between the two, because I have been following. I was working for Al Arabiya channel, which is also a competitor with Al Jazeera, and we were competing at different part of the world, in India and in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, and also in Iraq and invasions and all. And I know for sure that Al Jazeera was not fair any kind of reporting. It was reporting boldly from different parts of the world. But the problem with Al Jazeera, yes, Lintel said it correctly, from 2011, they took part, along with Al Arabiya, in the smearing campaign, propaganda war against the voices industry. I agree that there was a need for the unheard voices to hear against those brutal regimes in the Arab world. But the way they have played it, faking news and putting it on the channel, trust me, I stopped watching it, honestly speaking, from 2011, when I was forced to see a couple of reports because we need to debate on it. And we need to show that the other part, because if you go for a YouTube story, yes, and you see one part of Al Jazeera showing you the story and the second part is cut it because it gives the other opposite meaning of that story, that's not news. The news is only when you start
Giles
manufacturing,
Trendle,
you interfere in editing in the studio, in Qatar or in KL, then that's a different issue. And let me remind you one thing here, which is very important. More than 80% of Al Jazeera staff in Arabic one, they are from the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, interesting points being made over there. Giles Trendle, if you'd like to respond to them.
Well, that's quite a large claim. I wouldn't know the percentages or the political affiliations of staff, and I wouldn't want to comment on that. But Al Jazeera Arabic and Al Jazeera English are part of one network. We share an editorial...
And are their editorial policies the same or largely similar?
We share the editorial ethos, but what you have to understand is that there are different languages, so different audiences. One audience is an Arabic language speaking audience and understanding of the Middle East and all the issues in the Middle East. Al Jazeera English is broadcasting to an international audience. So particularly when the story is on the Middle East, the Al Jazeera Arabic will go into details and will report it in a way that is more understanding to the Arabic audience than to the English audience. So you have, although the editorial policy is the same, you have different ways of communicating and imparting information because of the language and because of the geography. That's the distinguishing factor. So it's a difference of style, but not substance.
Said Naqvi, where would you place this entire debate? Is this really just about press freedom, as Al Jazeera is positing it, or is this more complex given the realities of the region?
It is very complex. It is extremely... But the basic thing, all the complexity cannot be described and analyzed on one program. Basic thing is that the Saudis are afraid that any channel which is independent of their control will reveal things that they do not want to be revealed in two theaters. One is in Syria, the other is in Yemen. Now, what are these things that they are worried about? They are worried that the Qataris have always had a relationship with the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is the Sunni version of the Ayatollahs in Iran. One is Shia, the other is Sunni. Now, the Saudis are much more afraid of the Sunni variant in Egypt and Turkey because this variant has links up with Hamas, which also is Muslim Brotherhood. That worries Israel too. Therefore, it gives Saudi Arabia a shot in the arm when it gets Israeli and therefore Western support in putting down Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Brotherhood is not Tafriqi. Muslim Brotherhood is not Wahhabi.
Yes.
Muslim Brotherhood does not export the kind of militancy and suicide bombers that Wahhabism does, that Tafriqi Islam does. That is the basic crux. And to expose that to public and global scrutiny is what the Saudis are a little wary about.
All right.
But why should the Saudis
But Jayesh Trendle, at the end of the day, Qatar being given this 48-hour deadline now, in a sense, an ultimatum almost by Saudi Arabia and its allies to comply with this charter of 13 demands for diplomatic ties to resume. How do you see the political atmosphere in the region playing out, and how confident are you that this is not going to lead to a shutdown of Al Jazeera?
Well, look, we're going to leave the politics to the politicians, but all I can say is, as a journalist, we're going to remain committed.
It is a challenge to the United States.
Mr. Nagvi, this was a question to Jayesh Trendle. I'll just finish with him and then come to you.
So, yes, I'm sorry. As I said, we will leave the politics to the politicians. Mm-hmm. But as journalists, we will remain committed to our job of reporting the world frankly and freely and fairly, with our professional and objective manner. And that's what we are committed to doing. We demand that as journalists, we be allowed to do our jobs without intimidation and without threat. I think that's something that you at NDTV will be... will know a lot about supporting press freedom and freedom of expression.
Indeed, we do, and we are at some level fighting very similar battles.
Absolutely, and I'm a great believer in the solidarity of the media. Just as we stand united with the media in America, which is coming under attack, and with all journalists all around the world who are being threatened and attacked, imprisoned, or even killed. So we will, as journalists, we will carry on doing our job. We won't be intimidated, we won't be bullied, and we won't be censored.
All right. I'm going to get a quick last comment. While Awad, yes. Please go ahead.
I, for the moment, I tell you very strongly, last year in Warsaw, we have awarded the three journalists of Al Jazeera in Egypt as the Freedom of Speech Award, which we do it annually. And in fact, the three of them, we awarded them under the International Association of Press Club. I would support the freedom of speech as long as I may not agree totally with the speech that they are making. For sure, I do not agree with their content of the news, but for sure they deserve to be, for the first time I'm supporting Al Jazeera not to be banned, because Arab world in the street have already decided whom to watch, who is lying, who is telling the truth, and they're finding out because with the war. But you see, Al Jazeera era is over. Arabic Al Jazeera is over, whether we like it or not. They do not want Al Jazeera to be more, because Saudi Arabia and Qatar and the UAE are not happy with Al Jazeera reporting because they don't have hand on that. So therefore, we need to support them if they are telling the truth. But if they are manufacturing news, I'm sorry. Let the people decide whom they should follow, whom they should watch. Well,
yes, certainly. But let the people decide then, Dr. Awad. Why ask for a shutdown of an entire network? And
absolutely wrong.
Yes, yes, indeed. Absolutely, and I think we're all united on that. We'll have to leave it at that. I'm completely out of time on the program. Jayesh Trendle, Dr. Wael Awad, Syed Naqvi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.